intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 14th day of October. Prepper tip of the day, I encourage all of you to check your battery inventory and make sure that the batteries are in good condition, if they're rechargeable, that they're properly charged up. If you do get rechargeable batteries, make sure they're the low self-discharge batteries, lithium-ion, low self-discharge batteries, that you have multiple chargers, including solar chargers, and that you absolutely store equipment with the batteries removed. That would be a really, really important thing. That's your prepper tip of the day. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, we have a worldwide audience here. We easily could have students coming to you from Germany. I have a huge number of listeners in Germany, anywhere in the English-speaking world, obviously, a lot in Australia, New Zealand. You may get students from anywhere on the planet because of this outreach we've got here, Sam. And you know, my heart goes out to people who live in any of the British Commonwealth because they're so anti-gun. And despite Australians are probably the closest to Americans in terms of what they believe, who they are, their lifestyle, and so forth. It's such a shame that the British Commonwealth is so anti-gun, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, they've outlawed guns, and now they're starting to outlaw knives. And I'm just wondering what they're going to cut their tomatoes with in about 3 years.
Well, my understanding, in ancient China, there was one of those emperors that outlawed knives, which is how chopsticks came into being. I don't know if that's an accurate story or not, but if you defend your life and defend your home with paring knife in England, in London, you'll go to jail if you defend your life and your property with a kitchen knife, which is about all they're left with there.
I think they've got some cricket bats laying around, you know. But
well, they'll probably make that It'll make that illegal too. It'll get to the point where you can't defend yourself with anything except your bare hands, and then they'll make that illegal.
The last stat I saw, the city of London had more murders with knives than New York did with guns.
Well, they have a Muslim mayor, and Muslims prefer to commit murder with knives because Muhammad committed murders with knives. He was, in fact, a murderer in addition to being a pedophile and a bigamist. That doesn't surprise me at all that the knives, homicides involving knives, have a large usage in London. At the Freedom Center, people can get world-class training from world-class instructors at a world-class facility, which is becoming better each passing day, each passing week, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, this weekend we got a lot of work done on the firing line safety deck. So we've got about, 15 tons of 35 tons of rock and sand moved into place. We've got the first 16 by 16 foot area with all the joists up, and about half that area filled in with the sand, and we'll probably have the top going on the deck surface being installed probably Wednesday.
All right. Well, lots of progress there, and I'm not sure when I'll be down. I do want to participate in that class the 26th and 27th of this month, and I'm getting everything together to be able to do that. So I'm looking forward to seeing whatever improvements have been made over the next couple of weeks. You're on a mission here to get this thing done as quick as reasonably can be done, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. We're constantly improving the range. You know, we have the 1,000-yard range takes up about 19 acres of 205 acres. Over the next 7 years, 5 years is the accelerated plan, but under the current cash flow strategy, we're easily finished in 7 years. This will be the largest, finest gun training facility in the Midwest. There won't be anything that even compares to it.
Well, that's good to know. And memberships are still available, I believe, aren't there?
We do. We have about 130 memberships still available. We're closing it off at a certain number because we want people, the members, to be able to come and shoot. We don't want the facility to be overcrowded.
Right, right. Well, that's important, and that's very wise to do it that way. Okay, there's lots that can be discussed about pistols, and we could probably spend every show talking about nothing but pistols. Pistols are incredibly popular in this country, aren't they?
They are very popular. A lot of states have concealed carry laws, or they have constitutional carry. Hard to carry a rifle when you're out and about, and so the pistol is really the convenient answer to personal self-defense.
It is. Well, I started carrying concealed in 1967 in Vietnam, carrying my 1911 in what they call the Mexican carry, which was basically stuck inside my jeans when I was off duty. And of course, I wore a full flap holster on duty, and my Thompson submachine gun also, which was handy because they both use the same ammunition. So I've been doing this a long time myself, and you're right. When it comes to self-defense and being discreet, there is no substitute for a pistol, is there?
No, but you've got to have the right ammo. People have to realize that the pistol is marginal on stopping a motivated large man. And so if you're going to use a pistol for self-defense, you really have to have ammo that performs properly, or you may not get the result that you intended.
Well, you're being very polite there. Not getting the result you intended might mean costing you your life.
Exactly. It's a lot of mythology that's sort of perpetuated by Hollywood. You know, they see the guy shot with a 9mm Glock and it blows him backwards 20 feet. at such a rate that he busts through the plate glass window and he falls 25 stories and hits the sidewalk. You know, this is Hollywood, right? This is not real world. You shoot a guy nine times with a 9mm, he may come at you, tackle you, take your pistol away from you, shoot you with the other two rounds that are still in the pistol, and then he dies 5 days later. And so do you. So right. Understanding that pistols have marginal energy for the task at hand, and having good ammo can make a huge difference in the effectiveness of your hits to stop a threat, that's an important thing to understand.
It is. Well, I've been investigating crime since 1973, and almost all criminals, almost all the time when they're in the act of committing a crime, have either alcohol or drugs or a combination of both in their body. Frequently, those drugs and or alcohol cause a dramatically reduced sensation of pain, may give them enhanced strength, and make them a very formidable person to be stopped. And there's multiple examples of men with these substances in their body having what appears to be superhuman strength and surviving multiple hits with heavy caliber projectiles and still able to commit murder against an innocent person.
Yeah, and if you look at some of the records, I think the FBI was in a gunfight. Some agents were. They call it the Miami Massacre. You can Google that and research it. But you had FBI agents with their pistols, and you had the perpetrators, the criminals, had rifles and pistols.
And body armor.
It was horrible. What happened to the FBI agents? They, you know, there were some big losses there, and that's what happens when you take a pistol to a gunfight. So you've got to be very cognizant of what caliber you're using, the quality of ammunition you're using, and your ability to make good, solid hits from an accuracy standpoint. Training with that pistol, it just makes all the difference in the world in a defensive situation.
It does. It does. And we keep emphasizing this over and over again because it needs to be emphasized over and over again, doesn't it, sir?
It does. And, you know, I load custom ammunition for my pistols because I have the ability to do that. Most people do not. And for people that aren't hand loaders, we really highly recommend that you verify that your pistol can handle a plus P round. That means it's got slightly higher pressure than normal, and that you buy Corban ammunition. It's a Corban plus P round. That ammo is incredibly high quality. They get maximum velocity out of their rounds and keep the pressures as low as possible. And if you need to stop someone with a factory-bought ammo, that Corban plus P ammo is something worth looking at.
Right. Well, there's some legal issues with using custom loaded ammunition for self-defense that could certainly pop up if you're on the witness stand and you're being cross-examined by the opposition's attorney. I'm not going to put myself in that position. Obviously, it's a personal choice. But I agree with you, sir. The Corban ammunition is the highest quality, most powerful pistol ammunition that a human being can buy.
I don't know if it's the most powerful, but it's certainly the highest quality that we've tested, and the velocities are real. Some of these companies advertise velocities for their rounds, and you put them in your pistol, and they're not even close. And so the claims from a velocity standpoint look a lot more like marketing hype than real-world performance. But the Corban ammo that we've tested, not only do the bullets perform when they hit targets, but the velocities over our chronographs when we're clocking these rounds, oftentimes they're 15, 20 feet per second faster than what the factory's claiming. And now, so Corban, I have a lot of faith right. in the Corban people.
Right. Corban is Charlie Oscar November, Bravo Oscar November, Corban. And if somebody was called up Freedom Center, you can order people exactly the Corban ammunition that they need, can't you?
Yeah, I think it's Charlie Oscar Romeo, Bravo.
Yeah, you're right.
Oscar, November.
Right, right. Yeah, Charlie, Oscar, Romeo, Bravo, Oscar, November. I apologize. But that's right. But you can get this ammunition for our listeners, can't you, sir?
Oh, yeah, we stock it. We have it on the shelves and in inventory. And we also have practice rounds. You don't want to practice with expensive Corban ammunition.
No.
And,
want to do that.
Since Corban tends to have like a 90 grain, let's take the 9mm for example. They have the 90 grain plus P round. 1,500 feet per second out of a 4-inch barrel pistol. Phenomenal velocities. 450 foot-pounds of energy. That's almost 45 ACP energy out of a 9mm. And you've got a hollow point that's going to perform fantastic. Now, you want to practice ammo, but you don't want to practice with ammo that doesn't recoil with a similar signature as your hollow point Corban ammo. So what do? You go to 115 grain standard practice round, and you get almost the identical signature you get with the 90 grain plus P round.
Right, right. About the same recoil. Well, that's important also. And the Corban, does it come in 20-round boxes or 50-round boxes?
20-round boxes for the hollow points.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been telling people in my pistol classes ever since day one that if they want the best ammunition to get Corban, so it's nothing new for me, but for many of our listeners, Corban typically won't be on the shelf of many places, especially big box stores that sell ammunition. It's a kind of a specialty item. It's not mass produced such as the big makers, but it's produced enough that you can get what you want, correct?
Yeah, and stop spending money with the big box stores. They're anti-gun. They're funding an agenda to take your rights away. Go to your local gun store. Go to your local gun dealer and buy quality ammo. And you know,
absolutely,
maybe it costs $2 a box more, but how many hollow points are you going to shoot at criminals this week? You can afford the $2. Put good ammo in your gun and buy it from somebody that cares about your rights.
Absolutely. Thinking you can save money on ammunition can sometimes end up being a massive mistake, can't it?
Yeah, I think we see guys buy Wolf ammo and this cheap stuff for their AKs and their AR-15s, and they have nothing but problems, and the steel cases chew on the chamber of their barrels and ruin their barrels, and the powder and the pressures, they wind up breaking extractors. It just makes sense to buy quality ammunition. Even your practice ammo, if you go super cheap, you wind up with ammo that doesn't have consistent powder charges in the cases. You get some stuff that's too hot and it breaks your extractor. You get something that's too soft and it doesn't cycle. You know, it's just not that hard to find decent ammo for a good price that you can train with.
That's very true. And if you're buying reloads, you need to really know the source of the reloads. It has to be a trusted source. And I'm speaking from experience. do you sell reloads for training purposes down there, Sam, at Freedom Center?
No, we're a Type 7 manufacturer. We manufacture new ammo.
Oh, okay, new ammunition. Okay.
And we train people how to reload their own cases.
Okay. All right. Well, I know that when you had your Eureka set up there in Eureka, Missouri, you had, I think, 6 or 7 presses set up to load ammunition. Is that still the current situation there in Freedom Center?
I think we have 12 different presses now.
Okay.
For various types of ammunition. So, you know, you could come to a reloading class at the Freedom Center and we can show you how to operate any one of these 12 different presses, depending on what type of loading you want to do.
Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 14th of October. We are going on a cruise. I hope you can go with us. We have cabins left to be reserved about 2 weeks, and reservations are closed out, and it'll be fun. It will be romantic if you choose it to be. We're hoping that Sam's wife will get clearance to go on this cruise with us, and he'll let us know as soon as that happens. And, of course, Leon Green will be with us. It will be a lot of fun. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, give Betsy Murphy, our cruise director, a phone call. She'll mail you a nice full-color brochure. Betsy's telephone, here it is, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. And if you want to take a concealed carry class, I will be the instructor. Sam will be the co-instructor. Give Sam a call. The concealed carry class, if we get enough students, it will take place the first Saturday in November. That will be Saturday, November the 2nd. Sam, let's continue, sir.
Okay, we've been talking about pistols quite a bit. It might be worthwhile to suggest certain types of pistols for certain people. So for large hand, large guys that like to open carry strong side, my favorite pistol is the FNX 45 Tactical. It has a threaded barrel for a suppressor. It has raised tritium night sights, so you can shoot it, aim it in the dark. It has a slide that's cut out for an RMR red dot, so if you're an old man like I am and you're a little bit farsighted, that red dot's a whole lot better than the iron sights in the dark and during the day. The pistol grip fits my hand excellent. It has a straighter edge on the backside, which fits my large hand quite well. I would highly recommend you look at that pistol if that's the situation you're in. Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, let's say you're an older lady and you're 70 years old, and you're looking at a revolver because you don't quite have the finger strength to operate the semi-auto slides. A lot of people will go out and buy a .38 special revolver, and I don't recommend that. To the older gals with the slightly less hand strength, I recommend that you buy a Magnum, a .357 Magnum, like an LCR revolver or even a Rhino revolver, if you have the money, the budget, because those are built a little heavier. They have a little bit heavier barrel, a little bit heavier cylinder, and they recoil less in your hand. The felt recoils less, but you can also shoot the .38 special round through the gun, the low recoil round, through that revolver, or you have the option of loading some high pressure .357 Magnum hollow points. And that seems to be the best solution for someone in that situation. And then, of course, there's a whole range of people in between those two extremes.
Absolutely. Now, we mentioned earlier the first hour about trying out a firearm before you make a purchase. There are gun ranges that have multiple firearms that can be rented. Preferably, they might have one or two that you were interested in buying, or you might be able to borrow the desired pistol from a friend. The point being, there's nothing like getting that pistol and shooting it as opposed to looking at nice photographs. There is no substitute for that, is there, sir?
No, it's great if you have the opportunity to try different pistols, figure out what fits your hand, figure out what level of recoil you're comfortable with. It helps you choose a caliber. It helps you choose something that personally fits you from an ergonomic standpoint. A lot of advantages to being able to try different pistols.
Absolutely. And there's been multiple thousands of times that well-meaning husbands, boyfriends, fathers, brothers have made recommendations for the woman, their lady friend, or relative or wife, that is not suitable for that woman. It simply is not. And I run into that all the time with my students. I'm sure you run into it all the time also. Recommendation for purchase of a pistol. And it's they may be well-meaning, but it ends up with the female having a bad experience, possibly and frequently to the point where they don't want anything to do with guns anymore. And I've seen that also, haven't you, sir?
I've been selling guns for over 30 years, John, and it's amazing how clean the line is between men and women when they're purchasing a pistol. A man will come in, and he'll put a pistol in his hand, and he'll say, well, how many rounds does this thing hold? And will it shoot plus P ammo? And can I get this with night sights? And a woman will come in and put a pistol in her hand, and she will instantly start talking about how the grip feels in her hand.
Right, right. Yep, that's very predictable. You've seen it hundreds of times. Here's a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 14th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I was talking to a friend recently about all the images that all you listeners are finding out there, images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, in movies and TV shows. The list continues to grow. The films like The Hunger Games, how many tens of millions of people have seen that? The Godfather. And a couple of dozen others. It's an amazing list. If you find a movie or a TV show that has one of these images, get the screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. Let's keep this list growing. Also, my website, of course, are energy clinics for sale. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Energy cleaning will help. I stand behind Energy Clinic with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Read up on the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials. I'll be talking to Steve Whitman today about coming on the show. His testimony is very powerful. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is there. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. If you've got a question or comment, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. As These you mentioned local gun shops, Sam, and I encourage that also. The margin on selling firearms and ammunition is so small. I don't know how these places stay open, quite frankly. I really don't. But it's important to support your local gun shop, isn't it, Sam?
It really is. Years ago, people would rely on these local gun shops to learn how to clean guns, learn how to take care of guns, to get good ammo, to get good advice on reloading. And now everybody seems to rely on YouTube or on some other social media for information. And the real issue is the guys that know how things really work, they're not posting on YouTube. You know, they're not posting instructional videos. I've seen more advice on hand loading from guys that are 23 years old that probably haven't loaded 5,000 rounds in their entire life, and they're giving other people advice on how to hand load or how to do something with a particular rifle cartridge. And it's just frightening, the lack of experience, the lack of background information and knowledge. And these local shops with these older men that have been doing things for 20, 30 years, they've made a lot of mistakes and they've learned a lot, and they can help you avoid making the same mistakes.
Absolutely. Well, the value of that is difficult to measure. And I agree, absolutely. I've seen some YouTube videos involving firearms that were, quite frankly, very funny and humiliating. And I would be embarrassed to put anything like that out publicly, but it's amazing what some of these guys do. But your local gun shop is going to be staffed by men and women who are part of the gun culture. They understand firearms. They're intimately involved with firearms and ammunition and optics. And you're probably going to get fairly decent advice most of the time, won't you?
Yeah, and if you don't get good advice from that guy, then try another shop. You'll eventually find somebody who really knows how things work. And if you have questions or you're getting disparate information, call us at the Freedom Center or call in on the show, and we'll give you a way to test to figure out if one guy or the other guy is correct, or if they're both wrong. But generally, it's really not hard to figure out what works and what doesn't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, let's get back to these pistols again. I know when I'm on a bodyguard assignment, I typically carry two pistols with me. Otherwise, for daily carry, I just carry a pistol. But when there's a threat to somebody's life, which means a threat to my life as the executive protection detail, I always carry two pistols with me under those conditions. How about you, Sam?
I don't like being in a security situation without a rifle.
Well, that's ideal, obviously.
me personally. But, you know, I generally have a pistol strong side outside the belt, and I generally have a pistol on an ankle holster. And occasionally I'll have a third pistol, depending on how dicey the situation is. I'll have a third pistol in a deep concealment pad underneath my weak side arm.
There we go.
And so, you know, the phrase that applies to this question in the special operations community, there's a cliche, and it's one is none, and two is barely enough.
Okay, well, that's a different take on it. Typically, I hear it, one is none and two is one, but it's basically you're achieving the same goal. It's called redundancy, and anything that's really serious, redundancy gets to be real important real quick, doesn't it?
It can save a life, without a doubt. It's that important.
Many of us in Vietnam, we had without any authority from the U.S. government or the U.S. Army, a pistol, you know, that was just the way it was, and maybe only a little 25 caliber, but most of these men had some kind of pistol concealed somewhere on their body or in their gear. We got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had a thought, Sam, and I was wondering, so there used to be, and I'm sure there probably still is, a police report showing the caliber that was used by the policeman in one-shot stops. And I'm curious, is that sort of really a fallacy? I mean, because, you know, I know for a long time it used to be the .45 ACP with 185 grain, and then it was the .357, and then it was the .45. And I'm wondering, because I know a lot of guys that were used to be deputies that are friends of mine that used to be nothing but diehard .45 ACP guys. And now every single one of those guys are using, just like what you said, either a Gold Dot or Corban or some kind of a 9mm. But I'm curious, if you use that type of ammunition, is the one-shot stop scenario truly kind of a fallacy?
No, it's not a fallacy, but it's also not foolproof. It's not going to happen every time. For over two decades, as far as law enforcement data collection on shootings, for over two decades, the Illinois Highway Patrol, the state troopers in Illinois, generally set the bar for one-shot stops in shootings of perpetrators. And it was generally between 91 and 95%, depending on the year the data was collected, and they used a .357 revolver. So the .357 for over 20 years pretty much was at the top of the heap as far as one-shot stop percentages with a pistol. But keep in mind, 91%, what if the 9% that doesn't stop happens to be your perp? Okay, and so the other thing that you'll notice in law enforcement trends with pistols is that the farther south you go and the warmer the weather, the more likely a guy is to be in a T-shirt, the more often you see the 9mm. As you progress north towards Montana, traditionally over the last 30 years, you see a lot bigger calibers because the smaller calibers tend to plug when they go through heavy coats or leather jackets, that type of thing, and you get failures to stop. So you see a trend as you migrate north to bigger and bigger pistol calibers for that reason. Now, having said that, what's changed the game is the quality and the technology in the ammunition. So now that you have a 90-grain bullet running 1,500 feet per second out of a 9mm with a hollow point that doesn't plug and actually performs, now a law enforcement officer looks at the choice of, do I want to have 8 rounds in a .45, or do I want to have 17 rounds of ammo with good performing bullets that run almost the same amount of energy as my .45? And that's why you're going to see these northern departments start to migrate to the 9mm with the plus P rounds and the bullets that perform in multiple scenarios.
Yeah, that pretty much has happened around here. I know of about four deputies, some of them I've known for 30 years, good friends of mine, and used to be almost hilarious because, you know, he was such a .45 guy, one of them in particular, and the last time I was talking with him, he said, yeah, he had went to a 9 and with more ammo, because he said actually, too, one of the scenarios that they look at is that the perpetrators or the problems, you know, the bad guys, those guys are carrying 9s and they've got a lot more ammunition than what the deputy is carrying.
And that's entirely true. The nature of crime has changed. You know, 30 years ago, you had the lone burglar, the lone rapist, the lone psycho. Now you have these bands of communist criminals running around where you may have to deal with 5 or 10 or 15 perps in a scenario. And so now the round count starts to weigh heavier than maybe the ultimate performance of one bullet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's all I had for this morning. I just happened to think about that, and I always appreciate Monday mornings.
Okay, thanks for the call, Kyle. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. There's lots to this and lots of questions, and we have answers, don't we, Sam?
Well, we certainly have tested a lot of things, and we have answers on a number of things that we've tested. I don't like to give answers on things that I haven't tested, or you can't just logically deduce a good answer. But if you have questions about firearms and ammunition, we probably have a good answer for you.
Absolutely, and that's what we do here at on Mondays, on Firearms Monday. Range time, and we talk about lots of things, but people need to spend time on the range putting lead downrange, don't they, sir?
Yeah, there's no substitute for practicing the proper technique. You know, people say practice makes perfect, and that's the lie. The truth is practice makes permanent. So you need to get a little bit of training so you know the proper techniques to practice, and then you can make dramatic improvements in short order.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No substitute for that. And I like competition to improve and enhance skills. The pressure of that, of being in competition, the range officer with the stopwatch and wanting to compete and do well in the competition, you're spending money typically when you enter these competitions. That really is an excellent form of training as well, I believe. How about you, sir?
Oh, I love competing with firearms because it does. It puts that added pressure on you. It increases the stress level, and you get to repetitively perform under stress. And then when you have to perform under stress in the real world, it's not near as stressful. Your blood pressure isn't near as high. You're not near as tense or nervous. You just kind of go on to automatic pilot and perform what you need to perform and take care of business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these competitions take place all over the country, don't they?
Oh, they do. A lot of the ranges, they have competitions every weekend. That's why we limit the membership at the Freedom Center, because a lot of our members work during the week. They want to shoot on the weekends. And if you have a competition every weekend, you either have to shoot in the competition or you don't get to shoot at the range you bought a membership for. No, and so there's a lot of advantages to joining a range if you're competing, or finding a range that doesn't hold matches every single weekend.
Right, right. Well, that's good to know that if you do get a membership at Freedom Center USA, that the range will be available for your use. And it would be very disappointing and to pay for membership and find the use is not available because competition is taking place.
Yeah, and if it's a bench rest competition and you want to train tactical, what are you supposed to do if there's a match every weekend? You know, it's a difficult deal. But you can, if you look around, you'll find a place that fits your needs, and you'll be able to train and be effective.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you all are sitting out there listening to Sam and I talk. It's Firearms Monday, and you're wondering, you're pondering. Wondering and pondering does not achieve the goal. What achieves the goal is seeking out professional training, getting high-quality equipment, and then training with it yourself. Correct?
Absolutely. And I tell people that 2 days of training and 20 days of practice, practice twice a month, you know, over a year, is a lot more cost-effective, and you'll be a lot better shooter than if you take 7 days of training and then don't practice all year long. These skills are perishable. You have to shoot on a regular basis to stay sharp and to stay accurate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no substitute for that. And these are perishable skills. You know, the skills don't go away entirely, but you lose your edge pretty quickly, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And it's interesting that the pistol skills perish. They go away faster than the rifle skills if you don't practice. And I think that's because there's more fine motor skills involved in firing a pistol. I think that's why those skills will disappear from you quicker if you don't keep them sharp.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm hoping to motivate listeners here to take action, to do what they got to do to acquire the skills, acquire the proper equipment, acquire the training so that they can defend innocent human life and defend our country if necessary.
Yeah, this country could come unglued in the next 2 years with all these criminals in politics and in government. And if you have any mindset at all, any motivation in the direction of defending yourself, your community, your country, now would be the time to get training. Don't put it off. Get a day or two of training and then spend a couple hours at the range twice a month and keep those skills sharp.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 14th of October. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews with Freedom Center USA. Telephone number down here in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Sam, we've got about 3 minutes here, sir. Sam, are you there? Hello, Sam.
Can you hear me now?
I do, yes. Thank you.
Okay, we talked about cleaning that firing pin and that slide, getting the back of that slide cover off and getting that fire pin and slide broken down all the way and cleaning that properly about every 400 rounds so you don't get light primer strikes, and getting your holster lined up so that it fits you properly. You know, that's an important thing. That's a very important thing to do. And it's just really critical that you train on a regular basis. All of these skills are perishable. And so make sure you get to the range at least twice a month to work with your handguns and your rifles so that you're familiar. And when you want to go to the next level, come to the Freedom Center for training. We will teach you how to do things by feel so that you can do them in the dark. And you have the same proficiency and skill levels in the dark as you do during the day.
Well, very few people train in the dark. I would say almost none train in the dark. Would that be a pretty fair statement?
Yeah, I'd probably say 95% don't ever take the time to train in the dark. But it's important. And you need to understand, when we have problems in this country, large-scale problems, everything's going to go down in the dark. It's going to happen at night. It's not going to happen in broad daylight. You need to be able to function with your weapon systems in the dark at night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when if things go sideways and we end up with massive civil disorder, you need to keep in mind half of every day is darkness. And we're getting to that time of year now, of course, where that's even more so. And failure to train at night could lead to some very disastrous consequences, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You will lose in the dark if you haven't trained in the dark. You will lose your life. Whatever you're defending, you won't be able to defend. Whatever you're protecting will be taken from you. And so it's very, very important to get busy training in the dark. And you can dry fire practice. You can do your mag change practices. Don't take any ammo into a bathroom, but you can go in a bathroom and shut the door in broad daylight. Practice your mag changes in the dark. I mean, there's ways to get there from here. You just got to be a little creative, take a few minutes once or twice a week, and get a little practice in.
Absolutely. That's one way to do it. Whatever it takes to get it done. People need to be creative and get that practice in, practice the magazine changes in the dark, operating the slide and the safety in the dark. All these things can be done right at home. Make sure there's no live ammunition present even in the room, and do it safely. And just develop these skill sets. Sam, we're out of time, sir. Thank you.
John, thank you. Let freedom ring, brother.
Absolutely. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.